Hi, everybody. It's Tara.
And it's Connor.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson about WeChat groups. Mm-hmm.
This is something you do on a regular basis every day. Something when you need to talk to your friends in a group. You do this thing. Now, help me say it properly. Latching?
Latching.
Latching. Do I got it?
I think so. So basically, you're pulling your friends together and mm-hmm. you're using WeChat as a vehicle or mm-hmm. platform mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah.
So in today's lesson, we have two people, and one of those people needs some help trying to find someone, and the other person actually suggests to use WeChat mm-hmm. to bring people together to mm-hmm. find someone for who can help him.
Mm-hmm. So let's listen to the dialogue and come back and talk about it.
Excellent.
Serena, do you happen to know any good graphic designers?
Yeah, a few come to mind. Are you looking for one?
Yeah, I'd like to hire a full-time designer.
I've only worked with them on a contract basis. I'm not sure if they are looking for full-time jobs, but I'll ask around for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Could you send me a one-pager of your requirements so that I can post on my WeChat moments?
Definitely.
And if anyone happens to be interested, I'll just start a group chat to introduce you. Then you guys can take it from there.
Sounds great. Please also feel free to pass along my WeChat ID. They can just PM me. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No worries. Happy to help. So we just heard a dialogue between David and Serena, and David is asking Serena for some help.
And then, so David says, do you happen to know any good graphic designers?
Right. So happen to know. Mm-hmm. What's another way to say that?
It means by chance. It's kind of a polite way to ask questions or requests.
Right. And you could maybe say, is there any chance mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Or by chance, do you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Serena responds by saying, yeah, a few come to mind.
Mm-hmm. So come to mind. It's like, on the spot, right there, can you think of any? Do you have any ideas?
Right. And so another response would be, I can think of a few mm-hmm. instead yep. of a few come to mind.
Mm-hmm. This is a useful one if you if you're asking for some ideas. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas? Yeah, a few come to mind.
Do you know any good places that serve Italian food?
Nothing comes to mind now.
Oh, good one. Mm-hmm. Negative. Yes.
Yeah. So then David answers her, yeah, he wants to hire a full-time designer.
So he's looking for someone to work for him. So mm-hmm. when you hire someone, mm-hmm. they become an employee.
Yeah, so that's like employ. And we also can use this as a noun if you have a new hire.
Mm-hmm, a new person that you hired.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So does she know them as a full-time designer?
No, she says she's only worked with him on a contract basis.
Right, so contract is like a temporary thing.
Right, so project by project.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and you don't get any benefits usually either.
No, and you have to kind of, there's no taxes taken off, so yeah. it can be difficult.
Yeah.
But the phrase is a contract basis.
Mm-hmm. Basis is like a system or rules for the activity.
Right. Mm-hmm. And can you also say full-time basis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, full-time or part-time basis.
Or permanent or temporary basis.
Regular basis.
Regular basis, yeah. yeah. And we always say, use the preposition on a something basis.
Mm-hmm. Right, so she's not sure about that because of the contract basis, but she says she'll ask around.
Mm-hmm. So basically just ask different people. It's mm-hmm. an expression meaning I will ask everyone I know. Mm-hmm. I'll mention it to people.
Yeah, people around me.
Exactly.
Like my friends, yeah, I'll ask around.
Totally. And then Serena says, can you send me a one-pager?
Mm-hmm. So this is a one-pager? A person who does one page?
Yeah, it looks like it. It's tricky. So we know something is a one-page. It'll be a description in this case. And mm-hmm. and we just say, add the R there mm-hmm. to make it a thing.
Yeah, yeah, like a two-pager. I've got a two-pager, a one-pager.
So I have a five-pager, yeah. meaning I have a five-page essay to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that five-page, not too bad.
Not too bad. we'll also say, for example, with jokes, mm-hmm. sometimes we'll say a one-liner.
Ooh.
So a one-line joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can you think of anything else?
Well, you could say a no-brainer.
No-brainer, which means it's super easy.
Yeah, something like a no-brainer question is something that's really easy.
Exactly. So even if it's multiple pages in this case, like two pages, you don't add an S. You don't say two pagers.
Right, right. It's a two-pager.
Yes.
Because it's still one thing.
Yes, right. Exactly. And the one-pager, what does she want on it?
Yeah, she needs the requirements.
And what are those?
Yeah, so things that are needed, things that are wanted, the conditions for like a job application.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she wants David to include what she want or what he wants that person to be responsible for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that person can know, oh, can I do this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she wants to then post it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So if you put, like, for example, some photos on your wall for others to see, you say, I posted, not shared.
Right. If it's someone else's picture, then you can share that picture. Right. But if you're putting it up, you're posting your pictures.
Mm-hmm. Your stuff.
So if you go on vacation, you can say to your friends, oh, don't worry, I'll post pictures
exactly.
of what I did.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody post the pictures, I lost them.
Yes, exactly. And so WeChat Moments, again, you know what that is. Mm-hmm. That's just the place where people can come to see what you're doing.
Mm, it's like your page, right?
Yes.
Your special page.
Totally.
So the Facebook version of this would be called the wall.
Right. Your wall.
Yeah.
So post things on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
And another option with these type of pages is a group chat.
Mm-hmm.
So Serena has asked David for this one pager, and when he sends it to her, she's going to post it on WeChat, and if anyone happens to be interested, she'll start a group chat.
Right, so for the people who are interested, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So a group chat?
Yeah, just a single chat box where all your friends can talk like you were together.
Right. Mm-hmm. So a while ago when the internet first came out, we called these a chat room.
Yeah, chat room, yeah.
Now we call them group chats.
Group chat, yeah.
And so this is our a very important expression for today. So I will start a group chat, meaning I will bring my friends together to La Ching.
Yeah. So I know in Chinese you guys use this term to pull la ching. But yeah, in English we just simply say I'll start a group chat.
Right, instead of I'll pull people together.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they're fun, but you know, if there's too many notifications, they can be a little bit.
You have to turn off those notifications.
Yeah, unless you need to watch it all the time.
And once that group chat gets going, Serena says, you guys can take it from there.
Right. So this basically just means continue from that time. You can continue on your own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. On your own. Mm-hmm. She did her part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've done my part. You can take it.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very useful expression. Mm-hmm. So whenever you've connected people and you've done what you needed to do to link them together, you can step back and say, you know, you can take it from here.
Mm-hmm. You could use this in a team project when you finished your part or during a speech. You know, if you're finished your speech, you can take it from here.
Yeah, you can take over.
Mm-hmm.
So after you've start a group chat and people take it from there and you step back, people will share their WeChat ID.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because they might want to do a personal or private message.
Right. And another way to say this is username.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, username,
so,
ID.
Yeah, anything that requires your name attached to it.
Identification. Yeah.
And it's usually anonymous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can put any sort of name that you want.
Yeah.
And then when you get to know people, you may share your real name.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And we use this, actually, I didn't use this when I was younger. PM, they can just PM me.
Right. So private message.
Yeah. This is kind of a new slang.
It is. And it takes a while to type private message.
Yeah.
So PM just means I will send you a message just to you.
Mm-hmm. I think this came up because of Facebook. People could only post on a wall,
right.
So they needed a private way, a personal way to send a message.
It's like email within another website.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a pretty casual expression in spoken English, like, could you PM me?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, now it's completely normal for people to either even say it or
in
write
text.
It in text. So PM me, it's the easy way to say it.
Mm-hmm. And he's doing this because he wants to be polite. He doesn't want to take up too much of her time.
Right. So Serena's already helped him by connecting him with people potentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to use too much of her time.
Yeah. So we use take up like when we're using a resource. You can even say it for your space in your house. Mm-hmm. Like my suitcase is taking up too much space.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Also, if your boss gives you a task that shouldn't take a long time, they may say, you know, don't let it take up too much of your time.
Yeah, but it took up the whole afternoon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we see that Serena is happy to help.
Right. Oh, this is good. There's no subject here. Happy to help. It means I am happy to help.
Yes.
And it gladly. Like,
yeah.
I will gladly help you.
Glad I can help
problem.
Out.
No problem. Yeah.
So let's take a listen to the dialogue between Serena and David one more time.
Serena, do you happen to know any good graphic designers?
Yeah, a few come to mind. Are you looking for one?
Yeah, I'd like to hire a full-time designer.
I've only worked with them on a contract basis. I'm not sure if they are looking for full-time jobs, but I'll ask around for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Could you send me a one-pager of your requirements so that I can post on my WeChat moments?
Definitely.
And if anyone happens to be interested, I'll just start a group chat to introduce you. Then you guys can take it from there.
Sounds great. Please also feel free to pass along my WeChat ID. They can just PM me. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No worries. Happy to help.
So we just heard the dialogue again, and one thing in China, we know that you guys use WeChat for both personal and professional relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So in North America, we use lots of different apps.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are more casual, and
right.
some of them are more professional. Like a casual one would be Facebook Messenger.
Right. Also, WhatsApp.
Oh, right. WhatsApp's a really popular one.
Snapchat, very
Snapchat. Yeah,
popular. Yeah. And iMessage is probably one of the most common.
Mm-hmm, because everybody has iPhones.
Everybody has iPhones.
Yeah.
For more professional ones, LinkedIn is good for connecting people.
Yeah, it's like the professional version of Facebook.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now that something that's relatively new is Slack.
Yeah, Slack.
So in today's culture section, you'll find out more information about all of these platforms on how to connect people together.
Mm-hmm. And we even just still use email, just quick short emails. We're so old-fashioned.
Yeah. So let us know what types of platforms and websites that you use to keep in touch with people and leave us some comments.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.